Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, Dusko!
Hello, Pars Clara. Oh, ganda ni Pars, ah.
As always, right? Parts, eh, ano eh, season break eh. So, this is the time na recharge tayo. New Year pa naman.
Oo, diba? Saka magmumuni-muni tayo, Pars, no? Ano yung magagandang na-experience natin this episode in the season, diba?
Ayan, speaking of muni-muni, so, AC/DC Universe, abang-abang lang kayo dyan. Papahingin nyo naman kami ni Parts. No? So, we had a successful season 6. Season 7 is coming in a few weeks. Pero habang hinihintay natin yon, sabi nga ni Parts, Parts, ano yun? Muni-muni, no? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng muni-muni, Parts? Ano, especially New Year, no? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng muni-muni, Parts?
Pwedeng nagpaplano, nag-iisip-isip, eh, mga ganun ba? Yung mga something good na darating sa atin, di ba?
Itong matindi. Ano ang muni-muni in the universe of AC/DC, Parts?
Yun, Parts. Parang lumalaki lalo, Parts eh. Itong 6 na kung ano lumaki. Yung ating universe, Parts.
Kala ko kung ano yung lumalaki, Parts eh. Oo. So, Parts, ang maganda, you know, tuwang-tuwa yung AC/DC universe eh. Very conceptual talaga tayo. Yung huling ginawa nating set of ano, of season breaks, di ba? It's really getting to know us, Parts, as Dusko and yes, Clara, di ba? Yes, i-repeat natin. Ito, Parts, ibang klase, Parts. At favorite Parts, na?
Boy!
Our season break episodes are all about SEX, Parts. Ano ang SEX?
Ang Parts.
Ano yung SEX, Parts?
SEX. Teka na.
Sex. Di ba sex? Sex. Okay. Sex. Pero in the universe of AC/DC, may ibig sabihin ng SEX. Particularly when it comes to the big O, Parts. And what is the big O?
Orgasm. Oh, sarap.
Orgasms. Yeah. So, yes, yan ang ating lesson, Master Dusko. Master ka ngayon. Yan ang ating lesson, Master Dusko, ngayong season break. Magre-review tayo everything about we know about the big O.
At, the big O.
You know, the big O in the style of AC/DC universe. No? So, ito na nga. So, just like in anything, di ba, Parts, pag nagtetest or nagre-review, dapat talaga may mga ano eh, may mga mnemonic devices tayo para maalala natin, di ba?
Tama, Parts, di ba?
Oo, kumbaga kodigo. Kodigo.
Kodigo.
So, ito na. Mabalik tayo ran. So, SEX, in the matter of orgasm, Parts, what are the words what are the letters SEX stand for, Parts?
Simultaneous, I guess.
Yeah, simultaneous, which is triangulation, right? Diba? Kasi sabay-sabay. Okay. And then E is for?
Extended orgasm, or
what they even call expanded. It's what they also call. Yun din ba yung, yan din yung, extended is also unlimited eh. No? Yun din ba yun, no? Parang,
hindi, magkaiba.
Iba yun. So, and then X is multiple, right?
Yun,
and that is where unlimited falls in. Okay, sige.
Sarap, yeah,
so, yan ang lesson natin, AC/DC Universe, the season break. So, for this very first one, Parts, babalikan natin si Dusko and Clara 2 years ago, Parts. Two years ago. We first recorded this episode in December 2021. Right?
Ang tagal na pala, Parts, no? Kinikilabutan ako dyan pag naano ko na una naririnig ko yan. Natakot ako dyan.
Hindi, Parts. As in, pag of course, just to be ready for this, I had to, you know, hear it again. Parts, parang meron ako mga nadidinig na I never thought it to be that way during the time we were recording it. Kaya yun yung maganda eh. Yun yung maganda. Mm. Hindi ko makalimutan talaga yung sinabi sa atin ni Franks, no? When I was telling, so Franks is a very creative person, parts, no? So, sabi ko kay Franks, Franks, nagre-repeat kami ng mga episodes. Uy, good! Sabi niya ganyan. Why? Sabi niya, has your thinking about that particular topic, nag-iba ba? Diba? And parts, nothing is constant in this world but change, right? Hindi, hindi masamang magbago ang pananaw mo.
Pwede,
so long as it's for the good. Okay, so now here. Parts, okay. Bago natin i-review ngayon pa lang, malaman na nila. In your own words, ano ba yung triangulation? Yan yung ano? Yan yung
malalang... sabay-sabay na pag-i-stimulate mo, sabay-sabay yung dispat, yung vaginal na chocolate, isang tamaan
lang. Correct, correct. And as they listen to this episode again, mare-review nila yan, no? We had a very good guest, no? Our very first guest in adult content, no? Si Sophia, no? So, thank you, Sophia. Yeah. Mm-mm. If you're hearing us now, Sophia, no? Maraming salamat. Buhay na buhay ka pa rin. Sa ano, yes. isa kang legend sa
legend nagmamana sa atin girls, no?
Now ito parts, no, let me leave you lang with this kasi parang tinanong ko to and nakakatuwa, no? Sabi ko, parts, bakit even if I don't come vaginally, kasi hindi ba sabi ko nga hindi ako madaling mag-come parts vaginally, no? I come when my pussy is eaten, so it's really my clit that should be stimulated for me to come. Pero ito yung magandang question ko sa iyo, parts, eh. Sabi ko,
sige parts,
bakit even if I don't come vaginally, why do I still enjoy intercourse? Why?
Although sinagot ko na tayan, parts.
Oo, sinagot mo dito sa episode na to. Pero,
natatandaan ko eh.
May pagbabago ba sa, you know, sa sagot mo na binigay sa akin dito sa episode na to?
Wala. Knowing you, parts, na pagkaya ko, binigay mo yung sarili mo sa isang lalaki. Personada mo yung parts eh. May pagmamahal na agad, parts eh. Doon ka nag-i-enjoy lalo eh. Tapos kakainin pa niya maigay. Diba? Iba ka naman, parts eh. Hindi kayong nagpapagpatira na ng basta-basta eh. Meron ka dapat feelings, parts, di ba?
Oh, diba? At parts, ikaw rin ganun. Hindi ka rin basta tumitira, di ba?
Oh. Parts, aminin natin, parts, na minsan pag nakukulitan ako, parts, pinagbibigyan ko, parts. Pero normally, ako talaga, mas nag-i-enjoy ako sa meron akong feelings sa babae.
Of course, just like everyone. But, you know, I think one thing then that can be a thinking in the ACDC universe is, miski walang feelings, miski walang emotions, so long as you enjoy sex, it is consensual. Yeah. Consent, di ba? Yeah. And it's something that both of you are enjoying, walang masasaktan, go ahead, di ba?
Tsaka Pars, ang lugi lang kami sa inyo, Pars, kasi kayo, pag sex kayo, you release oxytocin. Kami hindi, kailangan meron kami feelings bago kami mag-release ng oxytocin. Yun ang lamang nyo sa amin eh.
Okay, so, pakinggan na natin, parts, no? And ang maganda rin na gagawin natin dito, sometime, yung along ACDC Universe, i-announce natin, magkakaroon tayo ng listening party again. Para, wow, you know, sabay-sabay, sabay-sabay din nating papakinggan to. Dusko and I will be on hand to answer your questions, you know, via chat. And then, dahil ang lawak na ng ACDC Universe natin, parts yung ating mga Diyos sa mga Supremo, tutulong, no, sa pagsagot sa mga tanong. Oo, if ever.
At saka, parts, meron lang akong sasabihin isa pa, yung mga gustong sumama sa group namin, sa GC namin, pwede to sa lahat, eh. Oh. Pero may screening yan, ha? May screening. Siyempre, lagot kayo kay Diyosa. Grand Diyosa.
hindi basta-basta. Tsaka parts, hindi porkit nasa loob doesn't mean nasa loob ka forever. Pwede kang iluwa. Parts, diba?
Siyempre, lagot kang sipaan.
Pwede kang i-push out, diba?
Dapat
diba?
Active ka doon. Labas-pasok.
Exactly. Hindi nga pwede. Sa pag pumasok ka, pasok na talaga.
Walang hugutan, no? wiggle lang first, no?
Oh, speaking of pasok, ano? Tara na. Let's go.
Round 2.
You're listening to Adult Content with Clara
and Dusko.
Join us as we get down to talking about everything and anything on love, sex, dating. But really, this is just about sex.
Made by adults for adults.
So now, let's get into this week's hot episode. Hi, Dusko!
Hello, Clara. Kamusta ka na?
Since our last recording, I've been fine. How about you?
Me also. Medyo bitin noon. So we need to follow up again.
What do you mean bitin?
Bitin kasi kulang, di ba? So parang it
takes... Where have you been? Ang alam ko, namasyal ka, no?
Punta sa Bora. Ayun, sa Camiguin. Gala-gala konti.
Did you meet anyone?
Wala, trabaho.
At trabaho.
Trabaho. Yeah.
Alam mo, Dusko, since you mentioned Bora, there's something about Bora na hindi ko nakakalimutan. And let's start with that since we're, you know, adult content for adults by adults. I remember before I went there and I think nung time na yon ang kasama ko, boyfriend pa lang, ex-boyfriend pa lang, you know. Tapos, alam mo naman ang Bora, di ba? Island for lovers and all that.
Yes.
Tapos, niloloko niya ako, sabi niya, siguro, kung ipunin natin lahat ng ano, lahat ng tamod na na-produce sa island na to, siguro timba-timba. Sabi niya ganun.
I believe so.
Di ba? Parang, why else would, you know, couples go to Bora, di ba? So, so yun lang. I wish I could go back to Bora with a lover. So far, the last times I was there, chaperone ako ng mga ano ng mga student excursionists.
Naku po.
all naman doing good time. Anyway. Dusko, gusto ko ikwento sa'yo na after our recording, you know, I shared yung first recording natin for our first episode, I shared with friends.
Oh.
Kumbaga parang, you know, I was also like asking them, you watch out for our podcast, no?
Ano reaction nila?
Oh my God, they got so excited that they actually had me ask them the questions we ask each other.
Naku po.
Diba? So doon ko na discover. So remember I was interacting live with my friends. So doon ko na discover na ang saya pala ng mga questions natin. And people really have answers for them, ha. Nag-iisip talaga sila. So someday, Dusko, in our episodes, kailangan nating balikan yung mga tinanong natin sa isa't isa, no? Kasi for example,
meron ka pang utang. Remember?
I know na hanggang ngayon wala pa akong ano, what animal do I relate with? Na wala pa akong sagot hanggang ngayon. Meron ako mga options pero hindi ko pa siya binibigyan ng final decision. But anyway, Dusko, kunyari yung question na what could be the most awkward thing in the sexual act, you know, that you don't like doing, for example. Interestingly, iba-iba ang sagot ng mga tao, no? So,
and
from the answers alone, I think, you know, we can really have friends over discussing why these acts are very awkward for them. Ngayon, ang isa pang masaya would be when Direk sent us our first episode for our review. I listened to it with friends ulit, no? With friends ulit. Okay. Alam mong ginagawa nila, pinapa-stop nila yung recording. Stop mo muna, sasagot muna ako. And then, the moment na sumagot sila, and then nagiging kamukha ng sagot ko, nag-a-appear kami, nag-high five kami. No? So, again, that has also proven na talagang people are just waiting for these conversations to happen. No? So, ikaw, did you have a chance to tell others about this new podcast that we have?
Meron, konti lang, pero hindi gaano. Mm-hmm. Kasi medyo ayokong mystery eh.
Mm-hmm. So,
surprise!
Surprise! Okay, so anyway, so I thought, Dusko, as we were planning for our podcast, sabi ko nga, talagang the way we will do the episodes is to really ask questions, no? And hopefully, as we give answers to these questions, we'll be able to understand more, you know, about this lovely thing called sex. And also, we'll be able to help others, those listening to us, to also love what we love. And that is sex.
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 Yes. Non-stop sex, sabi nga. Non-stop sex.
I know, right? I know, right? So, ayun. So, let's start our first episode. As we have agreed, hindi naman tayo nag-jack and poi, no? Nagkaintindihan tayo kaagad.
Oo, oh, sa mata, sa mata. Nagkaintindihan sa mata.
I am giving you the honor of asking our first major question. And this whole episode is gonna be really devoted to having answers to that question. O, hindi ba nakakatuwa? Isang tanong, maraming sagot. No? Isang
yun.
Tanong, maraming sagot. Okay. So, simulan muna, Dusko.
Our episode for today is all about triangulation. Ano ba yung triangulation na sinasabi? Ang triangulation na sinasabi is about having clit orgasm, G-spot, and vaginal orgasm into one. So, how to achieve that? Ang hirap i-achieve yun, syempre. But we are having this, our guest na ma-enlighten tayo kung meron ba talaga yan o wala. So how about you, Clara? Na ano ba yan? Na experience mo ba yan?
So that is the big question. That is the big question. If I have experienced
triangulation.
Triangulation. Okay. Yes. Wait. So tingnan mo kung tama yung sagot ko, no? Triangulation.
Yes, yes.
Three points. Have I experienced clitoral orgasm? Yes. I have, and I'm sure that is the most often orgasm that I get to experience, right? Okay.
It's next. Good also. Basta meron.
Have I experienced G-spot orgasm? Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. My very last lover was the one who really paid attention to finding my G-spot, you know? I think I had a lover before also na was conscious about G-spot. But this very last lover did really try, you know, really put effort into finding my G-spot. Kasi napansin niya from the get-go na eto na, third point. Hindi ako nagka-cum during intercourse, Dusko, no? I did not, you know, tell him this the first time we made love. I think it was only after we made love that I say, hey, I don't come during intercourse. And then sabi niya, napansin ko nga. Sabi niya ganon. Napansin niya raw. No? So, after that, him being a very generous lover, he did pay attention to making sure that I come. And that is by reaching for my G-spot. No.
Oh, yes.
So, ang third point nga, which is vaginal, hindi ko alam eh, hindi ako sure, pero naman, Duskov, look, for 30 years of having sex, I think naman I have come vaginally. Maybe ano siya, bonus siya, or alam mo yon yung accidentally. But I'd like to believe that I have come vaginally. I do not want to accept that I have never come vaginally.
I suspect no? lang na pwede makapasok lang. Oh. I guess I suspect na tingin ko malalim sa iyo yung ano yung cervix mo. Pag normally kasi pag na-arouse yung babae, yung cervix it goes down, lumalalim siya. So I guess malalim siya masyado to hit that.
At saka hit what?
Yung A spot kung tawagin, anterior fornix.
Mm-hmm.
So that anterior fornix, pag tinama mo yan, mas masarap pa sa G spot, naduduling ka sa sarap.
You so can it's do the that. Anterior fornix that gives the vaginal orgasm.
Oh. Tapos pagka nakuha mo yun during missionary position.
Okay.
Tapos
which is the usual, right?
At pag doggy naman, you hit the posterior fornix, which is masarap din. Nakakalula sa sarap. Naiyak-iyak ka. Para kang naka-home
what kind
run.
Of, what kind of orgasm does hitting the posterior fornix give you?
Vaginal pa din. Pero ibang yung position
vaginal
lang.
Pa rin. Okay.
Pero mahirap siya ma-achieve. May requirements eh.
And what are the requirements?
Requirements yung girth medyo may kakatabaan. At saka dapat may kahabaan siya to hit that. Kasi diba sabi ko nga yung cervix, it goes down deeper. Na mga 7 uh-huh. inches to 10 inches. So dapat yung cock mo is almost the same as that. Tapos mataba. Kasi pag mapayat lang, hindi niya tatatouch yung walls eh, vaginal walls eh. Alam mo yun?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
hindi ka tulad pag mataba at saka mahaba, alam mo yung para siyang, pag kumain ka ng pagkain, doon punong-punong yung bibig mo, ramdam mo na kumakain ka ng malaking pagkain, ganun din yun. It's like that. Parang sumubo ka ng maliit na tinapay, hindi mo ramdam eh. Pero subukan mong kumain ng Big Mac, talagang pilas yung bibig mo, ganun din yung vagina ng babae. Kailangan punong-puno yung pusi niya.
May ibabalik akong mga tanong sa'yo para lang mas maintindihan ko, ha?
Sige.
So I did tell you I don't come vaginally. I don't come easily vaginally. Pero bakit na-enjoy ko pa rin naman yung intercourse?
Eh kasi mahal mo yung lalaki. Mahal mo yung lalaki.
Ah, okay.
Mahirap kasi makipag-sex nang wala kang feelings. Normally talaga ang sex pleasurable pag mahal mo yung lalaki. Regardless kung labasan ka o hindi. Masarap pa lang may feelings ka. Oo. Eh, di ba ang hirap naman talaga, di ba? Ang babae, elastic ang pusi. Tapos ang laki-laki pa, kasha ulo ng bata eh. Di ba?
The way you put it. Okay, mabalik tayo sa something sexier. My second question. I accept your answer, Dusk. My second question, when you say the man's penis, the cock, should be 7 inches at the minimum, to 10 inches. I haven't seen a lot of cocks, I must admit, no? But isn't 7 inches a general size naman talaga for men?
I think for Filipinos, it's about 4.2. It's normal size for a Filipino.
It's pero, just 4 inches of cock.
Koreans are 3 something, I guess 3.8, 3.6.
Uy, wag kang ganyan ha, baka may nakikinig
walang masamang tinapay, but in general, we have the smallest cock in this universe, in this world pala. In this
talaga?
Yes.
Filipinos?
Filipinos medyo malaki sa Koreans. Koreans talaga napakaliit eh. I'm sorry.
Pag may sumulat sa ating Korean, ha? Dapat handa tayong mag-present ng facts.
Una. I'm sorry about that. Ha? Pero yun ang survey.
Okay, so, because I actually find it funny that if you're gonna tell me the general size is just 4 inches, ang late noon, kakaawa naman.
Hindi, kaya nga by studies, by researches, bibira ang babaeng nagbabaginal cam. Sobrang konti lang ang nagbabaginal cam.
Okay. Nakakalungkot so, naman. But, okay. So here is my question. Kasi when we initially discussed this episode, ang pinagpipilitan mo, Dusko, is that this triangulation of orgasms, you know, tatlo, clit, vaginal, and G-spot, should all be happening at the same time?
Yes.
Is that even possible? How can that be possible?
Very possible. But few persons can really execute it the right way. Kasi mahirap siya. Yun yung vaginal kang hirap eh. Yun pang tatlong sabay-sabay. Diba? Mapapailabyo kapag katapos eh.
Imagine how, pardon me ha, to be crass, but I cannot imagine how you can have a clitoral orgasm because technically clitoral orgasm happens when somebody's eating you, right?
Yes.
Unless, of course, ginagamitan ng kamay, but the nicest way to have a clitoral orgasm is when somebody's eating you. So how can somebody who's eating you be, you know, fucking you at the same time unless we're talking of a sandwich here, of a, di ba, a threesome. So, Yun ang ano, yun ang hindi ko ma-place. Okay?
Sa hindi, ganito. Normally okay, kasi okay. iba-iba yung yung positioning ng clit. Iba-iba yung vaginal, iba-iba. Kala mo parehas sila, no? Pero iba-iba yung sensation ng babae. Lahat ng babae iba-iba eh. Kunyari ikaw, nasasatisfy ka sa clit. Sa isang babae, nasasatisfy siya, pero hindi yun talaga, hindi niya gustong-gusto yun. Alam mo yun? Mm-hmm. Wala namang babae na parehas.
Yes, yes, I agree with that. Yeah.
Merong babae, binobomba mo ng pa-doggy, tapos since siya, masyado siyang orgasmic na babae, psychological lang effect sa kanya masyado, at saka sobrang libog niya, sobrang active niya sa sex, na pag nasarapan siya, talagang bigay na bigay, andali niya mag-orgasm. No? Yun yung mga tipong babae madali mag-triangulate pag dinogi mo. Meron namang iba, may aid ng iba. May aid din. May tulong. Pero meron talaga babae madaling mag-triangulate. Either doggy or spooning or missionary. Meron.
Now that you put it in that term na magaling mag-triangulate, that sounds possible and super believable and it's really happening. Which reminds me, Dusko, saan mo ba natutunan tong triangulation of ano orgasms?
Experience din.
Deep experience.
Kasi normal siya eh. Bali, wala akong nakasex na hindi nag-vaginal orgasm sa akin eh. Minsan may times na, siyempre inilabas sa babae, 3 days na nagkakampa rin siya. Kasi nabugbog yung Bartholin glands. Ano yung totoo yun? Walang halong biro. Pero pag once
so when you say 3 days nagkakampa rin, you mean
meron yung 7 days eh.
Tuloy-tuloy.
Oo. Hindi, tumutulo.
So you mean to say, miski natutulog siya, nagkakam siya, miski...
Kaya dapat maglagay ka ng something sa puso mo kasi tulo siya ng tulo. Bonggang kam yun. maraming mga orgasm na wala pa sa books, actually. Sobrang dami.
So you speaking have to, of books. So you have to what?
You have to understand talaga women's physiology.
Yes,
You give time talaga sa babae. Aralin mo siya maigi. Kasi ako, I memorize eh. I memorize her hips. Minimemorize ko yung hips ng babae. Yung katawan niya, ganun. So you have to.
Speaking of books, you sent me something, sabi mo sa akin, Clara, basahin mo to bago yung episode natin. And Dusko, when I was reading it, naapektuhan ako talaga. Saan ba galing to?
Pwede ba natin i-share yun sa audience natin?
Oo, pero saan galing muna to? Give us an so para lang you know sa ating listeners si Dusko to prepare me for this episode sent me an essay ba to article whatsoever kasi kinat and paste mo na lang eh no so
gawa ko yun
sinulat mo to
yes
ikaw nagsulat nito
yes
wow and is this published
hindi. Personal so, lang
so saan ba to so sino nang nakabasa nito
Some, pero hindi masyado.
Siguro ano, lagay natin to sa Facebook natin soon, no? Because we're gonna both have a Facebook.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
Can I have the honor of reading this article? So, this is the first time.
Yes. Oh, magaling
this
ka
is
dun,
the
eh.
First time this article is gonna be read in public, Dusko?
Yes.
First time? Wow!
Ikaw pa lang. Do the honor, please.
I feel so honored and privileged. Okay. hindi ko babasahin ng buo. Masyado namang, or mag-comment tayo along the way kasi it's made up of several paragraphs naman. Is that okay na mag-comment tayo as I'm reading it?
Yes, please.
Sige. Okay. So the title of the article is Sex in Rhapsody. A euphoric coitus comes only in triangulation comes. Wow. Rhapsody.
Kinikilabutan ako.
And then, okay, eto na. Let me read it. To all Adams, do you want to satisfy your woman in bed? First, you must know that there are 3 kinds of women orgasms. Clit cum, vaginal cum, and the Grafenberg spot cum. Yung palang ibig sabihin ng G. Grafenberg.
G-spot, yes.
No?
You're
okay,
right.
G-spot.
You're right.
Okay. The third orgasm, the G-spot, is a part of the clitoral network of women that when it is discovered, it ushers women to achieving V-cum. So I assume V-cum here means vaginal cum, as you were saying kanina.
Yes,
no?
Right.
You were saying kanina. Once you ace these erogenous spots, there are also unlimited, multiple, and simultaneous cums in the women's clitoris and vagina. So dahil inisa-isa mo to, unlimited, multiple, and simultaneous, I assume iba-iba rin to.
Oh.
Unlimited, multiple, and simultaneous. Tama ba, Das?
Tama, tama.
Okay, so I'll continue. If you have the required tool's length and girth, you can achieve this sex in rhapsody. The triangulation comes in women. Technique and stamina are also of paramount value. No? Teka muna, pinag-usapan natin ang length. And you said length should ideally be 7 to 10 inches. What about the girth? What is the ideal girth?
For me, something like parang maliit lang konti sa cappuccino cup.
Hindi lahat familiar with the cappuccino cup. Yun po yung cup na maliit. Punta kayong Starbucks, tas umorder kang cappuccino or espresso. Yung maliit na cup na yon, yung cute. Parang
pwede,
teacup.
Pwede na yun, pwede na yun. Pwede na.
Ah, okay. Para sa'yo. Pero... Oh. Pero in general for this triangulation to be achieved, yun talaga yung ideal
for me.
Okay. Oh, sige. And then you said technique and stamina are also of paramount value. When you say stamina, dusk, ibig sabihin yan
halimaw
length
ba?
Of time. Oo.
Yes, kasi ang babae matagal mag-cum eh. So you have to pumantay
okay,
ka
so
man
we'll
lang.
Talk about we'll talk about technique, but when it comes to stamina, how many hours are we talking about? What kind of endurance should this Adam have?
Ako, matindi.
Could you care to elaborate on that muna?
Matagal ako, kung ako lang, sa akin lang, base sa experience ko, pag type na type ko yung mabaha, kahit isang araw eh. Pero nung bata ako talaga, lingguhan eh, matapos. My mother was yung nanay ko kinakatok yung pintuan ng bahay namin. Hello anak, pakainin mo naman yung girlfriend mo at baka mamatayan. I'm so sorry sa word ah. Pero bakit ganun? Kasi nakita ko kasi yung nakita ko yung enjoyment ng babae. Iba eh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You fall into that trap eh.
Pero yeah, Dusko, we need to give our listeners an advice. If this is an average man, a general man, a regular man, at the very least, how can we assure him that he's doing good? What? 2 hours of lovemaking? 3 hours? 4 hours? What is a good time?
For me,
that
for
we can
me,
say should be enough. Yeah.
Wala naman sa time, no? Kasi kung yun lang kaya mo, pero at least you gave her a good orgasm. So, mm-hmm. Ang good orgasm is having a clit cum or vaginal cum. Ngayon, kung may problema ka sa vaginal cum, you can look for aid. Pwede kong gumamit ng kahit anong bagay na tingin mo makakatulong sa sex nyo.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
O sige, dahil ayaw mong... Ako, may sagot ako on what could be a good stamina, no?
Sige, paano?
Based from experience, I think a man should be able to endure you know, and nang endure, para naman ang hirap pag ginamit mo yung word na endure. But a man should be able to last energetically for around 2 to 3 hours of lovemaking, no? Sa isang gabi. Hindi yung, you know, less than an hour after that matutulog na, or if we're doing an afternoon delight or early morning. I think, you know, I would say a man has good stamina if tama. He's able to keep it for 2 to 3 hours. What do you think?
Tama,
diba?
Tama. Oh.
Tama yung, naman yan.
Yung gang leaking, di ba? Kaya kung asintado ka, yung 30 minutes to 2 hours na leaking o yung kain, naku, ang sarap nun. Pero ang sakit sa panga sa lalaki nun. Sobrang sakit sa panga. Diyos ko, iiyak ka.
Pero tama ka, ang sarap nun. Which brings me to the next paragraph. Sige, I'll read the next paragraph. We get more exciting.
Okay, go ahead.
For instance, in Canilingus, you have to eat your woman at least 1 or 2 hours. I want that. That's what I want. She loves that. That's true. That's true. And I think a lot of women would agree with me. Learn about foreplay. Savor the sight of her initial orgasm. Kiss the deepest cave of her pussy longer than the usual, that each of your licking and sucking motion will bring her unspeakable pleasure, and she will moan passionately, announcing her orgasm of clit comes. Talagang saying, honey,
kinabutan honey, ako sa'yo. Hi!
Honey, yan kami. gusto niyo ba yun? That your lover, ikaw, Dusko, as a man, that you hear your lover telling you that she's coming?
Yes. At saka, pagka ganun ng ano, intensity, parang you don't want to stop kung kaya mo pa eh.
Mm-hmm,
kasi, pa,
mm-hmm.
Oh, kasi the more kasi nasasarapan yung bahay, the more na gustong-gusto mo siyang ipump o kaya gustong-gusto mo siyang kainin.
Okay. That's a point. Maybe we should ask more women about that, no? And more men. Women, are you comfortable telling your lover as you're making love that you're coming? And then also from the point of view of men, do you like to hear, you know, that you're making your lover come na, 'di ba? I'm not really sure eh. It would be interesting to get different points of view, no? Meron bang gustong tahimik lang? Meron bang gustong talagang nag-scream at nagmo-moan? Diba?
Iba-iba. Iba-iba pa rin babae. Merong boring. Merong ano, diba? Merong nakakainis ka, no? Meron ding ano. So, iba-iba yan.
So, as we talk to more, we'll find out. Okay, eto na. Okay. Okay, mas ano, kilabutan ka pa. In penetration, as an opening salvo, a suggested alpha male move in bed is love from behind. Ito yung ano, doggy position, no?
Sarap,
tama?
No?
Oh. Or it could be missionary position. Scissors or screw her on top of the dresser table. I like that. Or fuck her from behind, lying on her back. Fuck her from behind, lying on her back. Or standing on the wall. Wow.
Oh,
it depends on how you concoct your sex rhapsody with your woman. Just remember, your goal is to pleasure her and not be lazy to do so. Oo naman, no?
Tama,
stamina, again, is an important ingredient here. Although, syempre, Dusko, especially among married people, no? There are nights wherein, at the very least, they still can make sweet love to each other. Pero, sandali na lang. And then, eto nga yung sabi mo, magkakuddle na lang sila after, di ba? But, if it's really, you know, enjoying sex and bringing it all out in making love, talagang performance to, no? Performance level. Okay. Here, eto pa. You go further in giving advice to our Adams. Master the perfect execution of penetration as a technical savvy. Zeroing in on the vagina, it is important to hit the posterior fornix. O yan, minention mo yan kanina. Though hitting it requires a 10-inch length of tool. However, its girth may compensate if it's less than 7 inches, 7 to 10 inches. If the girth is huge enough, it eats up the death. Wow.
Tama yun, tama.
It fills up the woman, di ba? Parang, ano ba yung, in my writing, I usually say, you fill me up, di ba?
Yes,
fill me
you're
up.
Right.
Okay. The more you thrust deeper into her, you are aiming at the right erogenous zone. the more the experience is multiplied in orgasmic effects. Unlimited, simultaneous, multiple, triangulated combination of clit, vaginal, and G-spot comes. Ang sarap naman. And here, ito, this is something that is, I hope everyone agrees with, no? There is nothing more pleasing in a man's sight when he sees her woman's eyeballs rolling in orgasm.
Ooh,
hear her moan and groan, pleading him to pump her more. And nothing is more blissful to behold a woman's body as it wreathes in nirvanic bliss. Her knees shaking and having the tingling sensation in her head. Ito yung sinasabi nilang mind-blowing eh, no? Mm-hmm. And seeing her pretty pussy squirt out endless sizzling viscous milky fluids. Wow! Dus ko, hindi lahat ng babae nagsisquirt, no?
Hindi.
Oo. And does it take a special first? Does it take a special talent from a man to make a woman squirt?
Hindi. Talagang iba-iba lang talaga babae. May nag-i-squirt talaga, merong hindi.
Merong hindi. And when you say iba-iba yung mga babae, how would a woman know that she actually has the potential to squirt?
Pagka na-try na niya.
Pagka na-try niya na, correct, magugulat siya. And then later on, ma-figure out niya how to make it happen, right?
Correct, yes.
Tanungin mo kung ba't ko alam.
Ba't mo alam? Nag-i-squirt ka ba?
Nag-i-squirt ako eh. And when the first time I squirted, it actually came very late na, Dusko. No? Very late na. And then nagulat ako. I actually thought na nag-pee ako, no? But my lover was telling me, then hindi, nag-squirt ka. And then after that, I paid attention. Ah, ganun pala. You know, after that, wow, para akong expert that I can do it. And it was really making my lover crazy. Really, yes. After he found out that I could squirt, talagang ano na, hindi na ako tinantanan. Kailangang ibigay ko palagi ng ganun sa kanya, no? Uh-oh. So, interesting, right? Interesting. Anyway, kaya lang it's been a while since that has happened. Baka nakalimutan ko na, Dusko.
You have to find a new lover na magaling din. Kailangan mag-interview ko kasi, mag-interview ka, parang sa job.
Magpapa-audition ako. Or at least interview muna. Iba naman pag-audition, no? Tulungan mo ako mag-interview, ha?
Yes, I will do that. I will help you, siyempre.
Okay. We get to the last paragraph. Okay. So, talking to the Adams, ha? And this is Dusko, talking to the Adams. Learning to unlock the mystery of your woman's orgasm is bringing her to the less explored world of triangulation orgasm. Clit, vaginal, and G-spot comes. No? A great sex in rhapsody. Men, once you have mastered and mustered this sex rhapsody, your woman will feel like she has two hearts, one in her chest and one in her cunt. This is funny, but I agree.
Tama yun. Ay, totoo yun.
I agree. Both beat so strongly that she thinks they will both explode in volcanic orgasms. Okay, and so this is about the real great sex comes in bits and pieces of triangulation comes. Love it! I really,
galing, no? Bravo!
Bravo! So, ano natin yan? Ayusin natin yan and then i-post natin sa Facebook page natin soon.
Yes,
no?
Yes,
ayun, so Dusko, thanks for that question. It actually made me think, it made me remember the good times and the bad. But as I said, I'm not really sure. I don't think I have ever experienced that triangulated coming, no? So is there really somebody who could attest to the fact that it could really happen?
Yes. I have a surprise for you.
What is your surprise for me?
No, I have a guest. I guess. Oh, so, nag-imbita ako ng person na nagta-triangulates.
person na nagta-triangulate.
Yes, you want me to ano to pakilala ko na sa'yo?
So this is a woman, obviously.
Of course.
We have a woman guest. Well, okay, so meron akong kakwentuhan dito at hopefully she'll be able to make me understand more. Tama ba?
Yes, yes. Do you want me to ano? Her name is Sophia. She is a top executive ng isang malaking firm, multinational firm sa Pilipinas.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Tapos she is 45 years old, no kids, never married. So
mm-hmm.
And I think special siya kaya nakakaranas ng ganun. So let me introduce again Sophia. Pasok.
Hi Sophia.
Hi Dusko and Clara.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Kasi hindi naman ako special na tao. Normal na tao lang ako, Dusko.
No, you are special. Thinking that you're experiencing something I don't, Sophia, or most women don't, you are special.
Actually, hindi yata ako yung special, Clara. No, I'm just blessed to have a partner or a lover who is really very into me. No, so unfortunately, pinag-aralan niya ako. Kasi before this guy, I've never had vaginal cum. I've never had a G-spot cum. Only clit cum. Before this guy.
Same. Yeah. Oh. And you brought on a good point, Sophia. Much of it really depends on your partner, right?
Exactly. Uh-oh. I am simply reacting to what he is doing to me.
Right. Sophia, if you don't mind, since nandito ka, I'm sure alam mo what's in store. Could you make us a bit of kwento? And I think because you have highlighted the fact na because of this lover that you have right now, can you do a before and after kwento? Para lang makita namin, you know, how you have seen this lover you have right now really as ang galing, di ba? So
how good is he ba? Parang ganun, di ba?
Oh, hindi, pero yun, gusto ko ng before and after that, kwento.
Oh, yeah, yung before muna. Okay, so siguro I'm unfortunate to have very bad lovers before, no?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi they are very selfish. Okay, mm-hmm. So once they come, that's it. Para bang feeling mo prostitute ka. Okay, they don't care about your feelings or if you are having your orgasms. Mm-hmm. What's important to them is they're having their orgasms and then they slip.
Ako po.
And then they let you do the job already. So most of the time, when we make sex, when we have sex, I'll masturbate pa afterwards.
Do you masturbate with them knowing that you're masturbating?
No.
So
while they're sleeping. Tago
mo pa yon.
Yeah, exactly.
Parusa. Sobra.
So it's very difficult.
Awkward.
And those relationships will not last. Kasi you're not satisfied.
Oh, Sophia, can I ask, you know, a very direct question para lang at least, you know, matulungan din natin our listeners. But did you ever demand from them? Like, did you ever insist? Oh, yun naman pala eh. But, and yet, anong response nila sa'yo? How did you demand and what was their response?
I would tell them to go down on me first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then sometimes I feel guilty kasi ang tagal natin, diba? So parang feeling ko masyado na akong matagal. So kung ano-ano na iniisip ko para lang mag-come na ako. Pero hindi ako nagka-come because of what they're doing to me. But because of what my mind is thinking at the time.
Ganun pala babae, no?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. And then meron ako naging partner na kahit sabihin mo, dead ma.
Ah, I've heard of stories like that,
oh my
Sophia.
God, it's very hurtful.
You're not alone. And I've also experienced that, Sophia. Huh?
Excuse me, anong dead ma?
Wala. Parang wala silang narinig. Parang hindi nila narinig na sinasabi mo sa kanila super, na gusto mo ikaw muna.
Super selfish, no? Oh,
super. So yung mga ganong relationships ko hindi talaga nagla-last yun. Hindi na nakakaulit.
Mm-hmm.
But then, itong ang present na partner ko, no? I think we've been together for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I cannot say na we are in a relationship, but we are dating exclusive, no? Because this guy is also an executive. And he is also single. Never been married, no kids.
So
kasi
lucky.
We're both very workaholic people.
Okay.
So our focus really is on our respective careers. So we will see each other, say, twice a month. But we would spend 3 nights in a row together.
Ayan, check in a hotel, go to a resort, ganyan.
Exactly.
I'm asking because I want to paint really a nice picture in my head.
So you really prepare for it, no? And this partner of mine, he is not pure Filipino kasi. So he has European blood, no? His dad is European.
Mm-hmm.
So he is well endowed.
Okay.
I think he's the only partner that I had that is well endowed in terms of length and thickness.
Okay.
Hindi ako nakaimik, ha?
Sophia, more. Tuloy mo ang kwenta.
People ask me which one is more important. Is it the length or is it the performance? I would always say performance because all of my previous partners doesn't have the length. Maybe the longest one would be 6.
Oh,
and that's not even long.
Malaki naman yun, ha? Pero malaki na yun, ha?
Hindi.
Malaki na sa Pinoy, yun.
But still, I cannot reach a vaginal cums with that 6-inch long.
Siguro malaki yun sa'yo, I guess.
I didn't know that, Dosko. Kasi my mentality before was that all women are the same. No, we all have vaginas who looks the same, and even the length or the depth of our vagina is the same. No, I think this present partner of mine, siya lang yung nakapag-realize sa akin na malalim ako. I guess this is the reason why all my past partners hindi talaga ako nasasatisfy.
Sophia,
so I would always tell this
sandali.
Partner of yeah.
Ganong kahaba muna?
He's more than 10. He's more than 10 inches long.
So 11?
Ay, nakakaingit.
Yeah, I know. Sophia, gawin mo namang she's more than 10. So is he 11? 12?
A foot.
12. Oh, wow. Okay, sige, please continue.
Alam mo, it's actually scary.
Yeah, I know. I get scared.
Alam
hindi
mo,
ba masakit? Yeah, go ahead.
Before we do the date, I would be very anxious. Kasi every
until
time,
now?
It's
until
hurts.
Now?
Yeah, even now. Basta
okay.
Every time we do it, I feel anxious. Because I know it will hurt me.
Okay.
Ouch.
But,
masokista ata ako eh.
Eh, masarap eh.
Okay. So, umpisa lang siya masakit. Okay, pag pinapasok niya kasi hindi ka pa ganun ka lubricated. That's why it's important for me and for us to use lubricants.
Extra, oo. Might as well, no?
Hindi pwedeng ako lang eh.
Oo, hindi pwedeng organic, di ba?
Hindi pwede. So, we have to use it. Kaya, pag nakikita kami, laging ang dami naming baong lubricants.
I guess, tingin ko dyan mga sampung lubricants, no? Kaya lima.
per kita namin, yes. 10 boxes.
Ako, dami. Hindi
kasi ang tagal din eh. Yung pinag-uusapan ninyo kanina, gaano ba katagal yung stamina? Siguro longest namin would be...
Talaga nag-iisip si Sophia.
2 to 3 hours straight.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
Kasi feeling
that
ko pag
fantastic.
After, pag more than 3 hours, parang ang hirap din.
Parang mamatay ka na sa nun. Pag binomba ka, sobrang sarap. Sobrang ugasong. Pwede ka mamatay eh. Ang babae pwedeng mamatay. Tama ba yun? Sophie?
I've had that. I think twice. Na talagang pinatigil ko na siya. Hindi naman ako hinimatay, pero hinahabol ko na talaga yung hinga ko and I would literally tell him to stop na. kasi hindi ko na kaya.
Oo. Okay. So Sophia, you said natatakot ka and then it came to a point you have to ask him to stop. I am somehow imagining that but he still is a very sweet lover, like he is assisting you as he
enters.
Oh, kwento ka naman.
Yes.
So kwento. Okay.
He would always describe start it. Yeah. By kissing me, no?
Uh-huh.
Sa baba, ah. Syempre yung boobs, lips, part yan eh. Pero magko-concentrate siya sa clit. So yeah, he will make sure that I get my clit orgasm first.
Like really eating you? Like really sucking?
Yes. I don't feel guilty anymore if it takes 30 minutes straight na hindi pa rin ako nag-orgasm. Kasi I can feel na he is enjoying what he's doing there.
Exactly. That's the other thing, di ba? Na,
yes, yes.
Na parang hindi ba obligasyon lang? Hindi ba yung parang lang...
Maganda talaga, may pagmamahal. May pagmamahal eh, di ba?
Pagmamahal. Parang kumakain siya talaga na Sophia ng pakwan. No?
Buffet.
Buffet. Buffet na yan.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Please continue with your kwento.
Once I reach my clit orgasm, yan na, ipapasok na niya yung kanyang napakalaking equipment. Okay, I would, minsan nga ang gagawin ko, yung pagdidikitin ko yung legs ko, para bang ayaw ko siyang papasukin. Tapos lagi niyang ipu-pull apart yung legs ko. Wait lang, open mo, open. Hindi mo, hindi mo kapasok. Huwag mong pigilan.
So
once na nakapasok na siya, at first, yung mga few pumps, medyo may friction. But then, mararamdaman ko na nagka-calm na ako. Vagina.
Agad?
Yes. Mabilis pag malaki.
Few pumps pa lang. Kasi nag-clit-calm na ako eh.
Oh,
so very sensitive na lahat.
Vice versa yun, vice versa. Pag nauna yung vaginal cum, nahuli yung clit.
Mabilis yung clit.
Mabilis yung orgasm.
Oo.
Okay, so he would usually start with missionary position. And then, alam mo, sometimes he is counting pa his pumps.
Allowed? Allowed or you
know
that
you... I can hear him sometimes. Or kahit yung sasabihin lang niya, okay, 100. Katapos naka 200, naka 300. So minsan ako inaabangan ko din yung bilang.
What did you ever ask him why he counts his pumps?
No. Sinahayaan ko lang siya. Kung bakit? Siguro meron siyang
benchmark?
Benchmark, that would be the term. pag hindi siya naka so many pumps, parang hindi niya nagawa yung trabaho niya. Besides making you come several times.
Mga ilan kaya? Mga ilan?
Pinakamadami namin at one point, I think, 2,500 to 3,000 pumps. Clara.
Oh, wow!
I cannot even...
This is
that's true ah. Talagang binilang niya and I'm counting.
Yeah, and I believe you, Sophia. I believe you. In fact, naingit ako sa iyo.
Okay. Ako rin naingit. Ang lakas niya masyado. Go ahead, sige.
Go ahead. Yun,
and then so I would reach several vaginal cums and then G-spot cums. Ang nakakainis pag alam mo yung sobrang wet ka na, yung feeling mo na wiwiwi ka na.
Yeah, but are you really napipil or
orgasm na yan?
So sabihin niya sa akin, no, hindi ka talaga napipi. Nag-orgasm ka lang. I'm not sure whether I've experienced yung squirting, like what you have experienced.
Because you're so wet, siguro yung buong legs mo.
Oo, katas pag hinawa. After the date, parang ang lagit-lagit ka na.
Pero Sophia, may nilagpasan ka. May nilagpasan ka. Sabi mo, G-spot come. How does he make you come via your G-spot?
Mabilis siya yung nagawa pag hindi missionary. Yes. Pero hindi si missionary eh. More on doggy. Kasi yan ang favorite. Mm-hmm. Actually in a position, not doggy position. But we seldom do that.
Sorry, I didn't get that. That's your favorite position?
That's my favorite position. Kasi I can really feel everything. Parang nakakadalawang pampa lang siya, I would come already.
Wow.
Hindi, kasi, I guess kasi mataba.
And that's G-spot. Iba yung feeling eh. Pag G-spot, para kang, I don't know how I can explain it eh. Pero,
wag ka namang inggit. Joke.
I know, right? I know,
grabe,
right?
Parang meron siyang natatamaan sa'yo na hypersensitive na actually, issues.
Makapaso ako. Actually, it's posterior fornix. Doon ka na, yun ang masarap. Yun ang masarap.
Nakakatawa, natawa ako doon, Sophia, nung sinabi ni Dusko, makapasok ako. Di ka pwedeng pumasok. Ako to, tsaka si Sophia, hindi.
Yeah. Alam niyo yun ang favorite position ko, pero we're not doing it every time. Kasi okay, alam niya na yun yung position din that I will tell him to stop.
Why would you ask him to stop?
Kasi ang bilis ko. Mm-hmm, ang bilis kong maramdaman yung different orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
For continuous, simultaneous, unlimited. And then, yun talagang parabang sasabog na yung utak ko. Hindi ko na kaya. So, I would literally tell him.
Talaga.
Sobra. Mm. Sobra. So, I would literally tell him na, teka lang. Stop muna tayo. Kasi hindi ko na kaya. And he would stop naman. And he would stop. So, when I say stop. When I say continue. Or tuloy pa tayo. Gusto ko pa.
Parang ano, parang toy, ano, boy toy.
Hindi naman, pero ganun siya ka-generous. Yun yung lagi niyong ginagamit na term. Talagang, I would always ask him after we make love, no? If nag-orgasm ba siya? Kasi I wouldn't know eh. If nag-orgasm siya. Okay.
That is my question, Sophia. When does he come?
Alam mo, I will always ask him every time. Did you come? And how many times? Kasi parang sa sobrang wet ko, ang nararamdaman ko na lang yung sa akin. And we would always use protection kasi. So I wouldn't really know.
Oh. But of course, after you check the rubber, you see naman that there's semen.
Correct.
So alam mong nag-come siya,
correct,
right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. At saka, during the session, may mga times na bigla siyang magiging mabilis eh. Di ba? Yung magpapam siya ng mabilis. Alam mong malapit na siya. Katapos medyo magpapahinga siya. Katapos sa start na naman niya ulit yung rhythm niya hanggang pataas, hanggang bibilis na naman siya.
Oh, wow. That means... I know, right?
Medyo.
Yeah, because Sophia, that means he gets hard after coming. He gets hard kaagad. And, di ba?
Oo, wow. Hindi lumalambot yung kanya, Sophia. Halimaw talaga tong lalaking to.
Baka may friends siya.
Wala eh.
Baka may kapatid.
Unfortunately, no? Exclusive siya sa akin kaya hindi ko siya pwede i-share sa'yo.
No. And no. I'm not like that.
Baka may kapatid naman.
Baka may kapatid.
I want my own too. That's where the sweetness lies. Siyempre, Dusko.
Hindi, share mo na lang yung kapatid. Baka may kapatid.
Mm-mm.
Para meron naman si, ano, si Clara.
So, Sophia, I therefore conclude yan. So, you know, Dusko, inexplain Sophia very well.
I never thought that it's possible, no.
Na talagang nagsasabay. Total naman para siyang, you know, our vagina's one whole system, right?
Isa lang pinanggagalingan.
So in other words, it is really possible that all of these things are happening, and even to a point, Sophia, correct me if I'm wrong, hindi mo na napapansin where is this orgasm really emanating from, di ba? Bastang alam mo, naloloka ka na.
Bantosawa.
At yung sinabi ni Dusko na 3 days, that did happen to me. 3 days akong nagkakam.
Matindi yan.
I think that was the first 2-3 times that we had sex.
Mm-mm. So parang, Sophia, parang, pag sinasabi yung 3 days ka nagkakam, para kang lasing, no? Na intoxicated ka na, nagbe-breakfast ka na.
Tapos lagi kang wet. So you have to wear
something like
panty liners.
Tama ba yan?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not really 3 days. Meron pang mga babae na 7 days. So depende sa recovery nila. Kung mabilis silang mag-recover.
Pero habang tumatagal, nababawasan yun. So parang 1 day na lang.
Adapting na. Halimaw din itong babae na to.
Nakaka-adopt din. Alam mo, whenever he tells me na sobrang lalim ko, lagi kong sinasabi sa kanya, hindi ko alam kung compliment yan or insult. Kasi para bang pag sobrang luwag mo, yung sasabihan ka ng lalaki ang luwag mo, di ba? Parang hindi ko alam kung, ano ba yan? Insulto ba yan na maluwag ako? Tapos sasabihin niya sa akin, hindi, kasi para sa akin, sakto lang yung size mo sa akin.
Yeah, yeah. And diba? I nalito ko, actually, I thought you said, pag sinasabi niya sa yung malalim ka, so you meant pala, pag very sinasabi deep. Niya sa yung maluwag ka?
Malalim and maluwag. Malalim and maluwag.
Because I would think for him to say na malalim ka is a compliment, actually.
Compliment
right?
Yes,
no.
Correct. Pero madalas na sinasabi niyang term sa akin is maluwag.
Maluwag.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yun yung lagi ko din sasabihin sa kanya. Ano ba yan? Compliment ba yan o insult?
Kasi bakit din nyo tinatanong? Tanungin nyo naman ako. Tanungin nyo ako.
Ay, sorry. Nalito ka pala. Dusko. Akala ko kanilang ni Clara nag-uusap.
Ay, nandyan ka pala.
Oh, kawawa naman ako dito. Hindi, yung maluwag. Kung malaki sa'yo tsaka mataba, walang problema sa maluwag. Gusto mo maluwag. Ayaw mo nang masikip. So, yung pag sinabi sa'yo ng lalaki na maluwag ka, ibig sabihin gustong-gusto niya yun kasi hindi siya nahihirapan.
I would agree Sophia to validate you.
Yan naman parang, yung explanation niya sa akin.
Parang for me I would make it more fun. For him to say na maluwag ka would mean he has this room to play around with. Para kang playground, no? Talagang ano kanya, amusement park kanya.
Lucky.
And then at the end of every session we would always laugh during the sex. So we would laugh.
Oh, that's
lalo
so sweet.
Lalo na pag sasabihin ko na sa kanya, tama na, tawa na, tatawa na kami niyan pareha. Kasi alam niya, hindi ko na
kaya.
Baka himatayin na ako.
Ano ba feeling mo pagka ano, yung sobrang kamo na? Talagang masakit sa puso?
Sang puso?
Dito, sa dibdib
sa
mo.
Sa taas, sa baba.
Hindi, nagpapalp. Sa dibdib. Hindi, sa dibdib mo. Ano ko ba? Hirap ko.
Nagpapalpitate ako katapos mainit ako. Talagang tumataas yung temperature ng body ko, ng whole body ko.
Normal naman sa babae. Normal sa babae.
Wow.
Kaya importante sa amin na bed na merong nahawakan kasi kailangan talaga humawak somewhere.
Sa kanya? Bakit hindi ka humawak
typhoon
sa kanya?
Typhoon?
Huh? Hindi.
Sophia, bakit hindi ka sa kanya
yun,
humawak?
Pero
hawak
basta masaktan ko siya eh. Kasi talaga sobra yung grip ko.
I
so,
get
kailangan
you.
May headboard na pwede kong hawakan.
Correct. Or, if it's from behind and you're, you know, leaning over, nakahawak ka sa lamesa, or ganyan.
Pwede mag-ask, nag-i-spooning ba kayo? Spooning.
Oh, yes. Favorite position ka din yan. Madaling. Actually, favorite ko would be doggy, number one. Uh-huh. Second would be spooning, and then scissors, and then missionary.
Ah, okay. Ano yung scissors? Nakataas yung legs mo, no?
No, naka-side. Naka-side yung body mo.
Naka-side yung body mo.
E tapos, so hindi kayo parehong, ano man term, yung pag missionary kasi yung chest mo and then chest niya. So ikaw, naka-side yung pelvis mo, pababa, yung legs mo, katapos doon siya papasok. Sa gitna mo. Mm-mm. Parang naka-scissor yung legs.
Yeah, uh-uh.
Parang ano, yung pag yung ganung position, parang tinatamaan mo talaga yung posterior nun, ano?
At saka mas nakakatagal ako kasi pinakamasakit na position for me would be missionary.
Oh, kasi
doon ko mas nararamdaman yung friction.
Mas mababaw yung anterior fornix kaysa ano eh. Sa likod kasi ng posterior niya. So pag tinamaan talaga,
okay. Para akong lasing na.
So,
thank you, Sophia. Oh, wow.
You're welcome.
Wow. So, We will always refer to your sharing someday in our future episodes.
Galing.
I wish you so much more fantastic sex orgasm. Like this.
Thank you so much. And I wish the same for you, Clara.
Binuhayan mo ang loob ko. At ang iba pang mga listeners natin, I'm sure.
Hindi mo na kailangan magpabelo after having sex na ganun katagal. And that's so many orgasms. Talagang mag-glow yung skin mo naturally.
Oh my God. Tutuksoy na ako ni Dusko niyan eh.
Oo, lahat ng stress sa katawan mo. Kasi katulad ko, napaka-workaholic ko. So yun talaga yung pang... stress reliever ko, hindi massage. Kasi kasama na yung massage sa kanila.
I agree with you. Kaya ano, no?
Parang hindi ako kasama dito, ah.
Oo nga, yan, sasama ka na namin habang ano. Actually, Sophia, nung isang ano lang, nung isang linggo, nagkwekwentuhan nga kami ni Dusko and pinento ko sa kanya rin. Sabi, Dusko, kailangan talaga magkaroon ako ng lover soon, no? Wala eh, wala kasi.
Hindi, wala pa ba siya, no? Wala pa ba?
Wala pa, kikwentuhan kita ulit. Oh, wow.
Pero importante, nakasukat mo, ah.
It's like a dress na dapat magkasukat kayo. Hindi pwedeng.
Oo nga eh. Well, how would you know until you do it?
Some interviews.
May audition muna. May audition. Pangit naman na verbal na kwento-kwento lang.
Meron ganito. Bibigyan ko yung ideas, no? If my cervix goes down to 7 to 10 inches, saan yung cock mo doon? Tanungin mo lang ganun, diretsahan. Sabi niya, nandito sa part ng 7. Okay na yun.
Kasi, di ba, Sophia, tayo naman ngayon, ang mga tanong lang natin is, how great a lover are you? Di ba?
True.
Pero sige, siguro at our age also, hindi naman tayo nagkakalayuan, Sophia. Medyo, kailangan na nating linawin, di ba? Huwag tayo magsayang ng oras.
Tama yun, diretsahan. Kaya mo bang upakamin? Ganun, diretsahan.
Yeah, especially if from the get-go, that's what attracted you to each other, di ba? Physically. Yung, so,
kasi pag hindi ka nasarapan, iiwan mo, sandali lang yun. Two hours, uwi ka na. Bye-bye.
Oh well, speaking of bye-bye, Sophia, thank you very much for gracing our episode.
Thank you, Dusko, for having me.
Oh wow, and hopefully in future episodes, we can invite you again the moment malaman namin na pwede mo kami i-advise.
Don't worry.
Or actually, Sophia, baka pwedeng mag-guest namin siya.
Titingnan natin kasi napaka-private ng taong yan.
Mahihain ba siya?
Mahihain? He doesn't want to talk about our private life.
Si Sophia na lang ang magkikwento sa atin.
So ako yung, pag ako lang daw, okay lang. Pero pag siya na, ayaw niya.
Okay, Sophia, bye! Thank you!
Bye, Clara! Bye, Dusko!
Bye-bye, Sophia!
Thank you! Oh, wow, Dusko, I enjoyed our episode.
Ang galing ng experience niya, no? Tahimik ako eh, parang napanga ako eh. Sarap nun, ha?
Para bang, what I like about our episode is that aside from the fact that Sophia helped me, validate that okay naman pala yung level of pleasure na nakuha ko in the past, she is assuring us and me and other women there na, but there can be so much more out there. Na ang pinaka-importante sa akin is, and this is something that you always hype, is that we have a lover who's mindful of us. Diba? Really taking the time or making the effort to really get to know our bodies so that he could really bring us to nirvana. Kumbaga.
Nirvana. Ang galing ng word nirvana, no?
So, ayun, Dusko, thank you for your question at ang dami nating naging sagot.
Oh,
no?
Diba? Tsaka na-enlighten tayo na meron palang triangulation.
So, ikaw, despite the fact na medyo na out of place ka sa amin ni Sophia, did you also enjoy our episode?
Oo naman. Gawa lang, syempre, also na-experience ko din naman yan. So, happy ako na meron someone na ibang tao na nakaranas niyan.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you? Nagustuhan mo ba yung show?
O kaya nga, as I said, Yeah, yeah. And again, this is subject for, you know, drinks and all.
Sarap,
sarap ikwento sa mga kaibigan. And as we make kwento doon natin, madidiscover na iba pang mga questions na pwede natin tanungin, diba?
Kailan ba yan? Kailan ba yan? Sana meron naman.
Okay, so there. So everyone, thank you very much. This is the second episode of Adult Content for Adults by Adults. And we talked about the triangulated way of loving. Now, binigyan ko na ibang title.
Okay, no, yan. Okay.
Oh, ayan, Parts. That's how we sounded 2 years younger.
Oo nga, Parts. Kabado pa ako dyan, Parts. Sobrang kaba ko dyan eh.
Parts, natutuwa ako kasi ito yung very first time na sinabihan mo kung I have a surprise for you. Sobra naman akong natuwa. Kumbaga, and Parts, ang nangyari lang talaga sa amin ni Sofia eh, nagkwentuhan lang kami.
Oo, no? Meron lang ako doon, Parts eh. Naging meron ako eh.
Ang dami, ang dami mong...
Tanda ko yan, Parts eh.
Ang dami mong beses, tanungin nyo naman ako. Uy, nandito pa ako. Parts, para bang ano, para bang tayo muna, tapos pumasok si Sofia para mag-threesome, tapos wala na, girl on girl na.
Nalaglag na ako.
Ay, nako, I hope, you know, our ACDC universe enjoyed going back with that. Pero Parts, eto lang. Eto lang yung mga lessons, no? Lessons. And dagdagan mo pa, Parts, no? If ever. Pero... as we agreed, ito yung sas ifa-flag natin. Mahalaga, no? Mahalaga na a woman, because of course, ang receiver nitong triangulation is the woman, obviously, Parts, di ba? That she really gets to meet really a generous lover. Di ba, Parts, no? Oh, a lover who is very mindful of her pleasure, di ba? Sabi nga ni Sofia, inuuna siya, Parts, di ba?
Oh,
Parts, ano ba yan? Madali ba yan? Mahirap ba yan? Can you talk to us, Joses?
Paliwanag ko may gaya. Parts, ano yan eh? May training din kasi dyan, Parts eh. Mahirap. Mm. Unang-una. There's this, ano, yung sinasabi kong, ano, in-overstimulate yung areas. At saka, Parts, para din siyang squirt, Parts eh. Na meron talaga natural squirter at saka natural na nagtatriangulate. Pero sa isang skilled nga na, ano, skilled na lalaki o skilled worker, mas madali siyang ma-achieve. So, Dapat bigyan mo ng time. So, hindi ka pwede mag-triangulate nang hindi pa kaya yung vaginal, hindi pa kaya yung G-spot, hindi mo rin kaya yung clit. Dapat mag-umpisa ka sa mga ganon bago mo matamaan yun. Hindi pwede yung bigla.
Tsaka Parts, eto ko, no, pagka-diyosa, di ba ang sasabihin ko? So, Parts, largely talaga the ability to triangulate is on the diyosa, di ba? Kasi
diba, naman Parts, clit niya yan, squirt, diba?
Clit niya yan, G-spot niya yan, vagina yan, but she needs to be stimulated by a very generous lover. Importante sa equation yung supremo, at hindi lang basta-basta supremo, Parts, di ba? So at saka Parts, dito mo nilabas yung concept mo talaga na mga Diyosa, maghanap yun ng kamatch nyo. No?
Tama naman Parts, diba? Parang walang managlag.
So, ayun lang Parts, no? Really, ang dami pa. Kaya sabi ko sa'yo, ilang beses ko pinakinggan to. Kayo rin, ACDC Universe, I'm sure. Yan ang hilig natin eh. Nakikinig lang tayo again and again, no? Ang dami na realizations. Ah, ganun pala, no? So, please feel free to let us know what you think, particularly when we schedule this listening party, no? So, ayun Parts, meron ka pa bang gustong idagdag?
Meron Parts. Isa yan sa dahilan kung bakit na-intimidate ang ibang tao sa atin eh. Dahil din yung labas natin yan eh. Diyan tayo na Indian Parts eh. Hindi ko makalimutan
Okay, let's highlight that. Kasi I think, you know, of course, our very first episode was about getting to know Dusko and Clara, which is usual. Kami host nyo, kilalanin nyo kami. But the moment we came out with this triangulation of orgasms as our second episode, we set the bar. No, we set the bar. Sabi natin...
Sino ba itong mga to?
Adult content, ganito klase ang usapan. Hindi lang kami cutesy patutsy. Hindi lang kami na, alam mo na, yung ganon, yung flower. Hindi, diretsuhan. Pussy, dick,
pumps, lubricating, 'di ba? Talagang ano, diretso para naiintindihan mabuti. At ano yun, parts, walang mali siya kasi, 'di ba?
Walang mali siya, usapang maayos yun.
Nag-uusapan natin. Okay, so another thing pala parts, buti na lang sinabi mo before I ano, before we say goodbye, no? You know, we don't do adult content for our listeners to stay tuned and then ma-arouse and get off. Hindi tayo gumagawa ng adult content ito with the mere intention malibugan sila at, you know, mag-come sila. Hindi, di ba?
Hindi ganun. Mas malalim pa dun first, di ba?
Our intention is for people to have a their very own appreciation of sex, their very own appreciation of who they are, diba? And what they bring to, you know, to the lovemaking, to a partnership, diba? Yun yung goal natin. Now, along the way, bonus yun, along the way, naapektuhan sila sa mga sinishare natin, diba? Our erotica yes, mail gets them inspired, di ba? Bonus na yun. Bonus na yun, oo.
At saka, madagdag ko parts, so, masyado tayo informative masyado talaga, no?
Very informative. Yan ang keyword, di ba? Dun sa ating, ano, Spotify 2023 rap episode, di ba? Puro informative. Saan ka makikita ng sex show na ganun, di ba?
Yet
at the same time, really, ano, really inspires them and pushes them to love sex, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, sure.
Oh, sige, parts, season break pa lang naman. Ito na, para naman tayo nag-iisang episode, no? So, let's say goodbye and ACDC Universe, we'll see you again next week. Bye, Dusko!
Bye, Clara. Bye!
Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.